One nice thing about my talking is that, number one, I never know what I'm going to say. And number two, you can be assured that this is the only lecture that you'll probably ever get that has absolutely no cultural overtones, and you can walk away with full assurance that you won't learn anything. This, of course, is a unique quality, but I think we should appreciate a thing like that and make certain that you walk out of here empty-minded. The cartoons that we made were the product of a great many very talented people working together. The units that we had at Warner Brothers, so that you'll know how we put the films together, was composed of a gag man writer who could also storyboard, a director, a layout man, which in live action would correspond to a scenic designer, a background painter, who was the man that would correspond in live action to the scene painter himself, and then four animators or five animators and their assistants. Sometimes there were a couple of roving assistants because some of the animators were a little faster, so they had to have more help. The animators, again, comparing to live action, corresponded to the actor in live action. The question, of course, is asked, how does a director direct characters that are not living at the time? And his job, of course, is to invoke that life. Animation, as we used it at Warner Brothers and used it at Disney's, was used in its purest sense. Animation means to invoke life, animation. And so in 1933, Disney came out with a picture called The Three Little Pigs, and that was a turning point in animation. Before that, and today on most Saturday morning pictures, cartoons, an evil person looked evil. They were big and bad and ugly. Bluto was a good example, or Peg Leg Pete, hair herders like that. In other words, you had no other way. You were dealing with drawings at that time, and the fact that they were up on a screen didn't mean very much. The Three Little Pigs came out why all of us saw that the possibilities. Here were three characters that looked pretty much the same, whose personalities were demonstrated by the way they moved. In other words, how they lived. So over the next few years, and it took us quite a while to get down to the point where we could understand what each character was. Now, to understand why a drawing is not a character, if I send you a photograph of myself, or you send one to me, or even several, I haven't the remotest idea who you are. The who is the whole point. Who you are until I see you move. And when you start moving, I can identify who you are and why you're different than anybody else. Basically, of course, you'll make mistakes. All of us are big melting pots of mistakes. Very few people are triumphant. If they were, everybody would look like, perhaps, well, maybe more like Diana than Venus de Milo, or like Apollo, and nobody would be able to tell anybody else apart. But all of us are big, nice messes of mistakes.